You're listening to Building Health with Dr. Melina Roberts, offering valuable information to help you lead a healthy life.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Melina Roberts, and I want to talk about the salt-blood pressure connection. Now, the original philosophy in terms of the salt and high blood pressure connection was that high amounts of salt lead to an increase in blood pressure, where you have hypertension. And the philosophy, really what it was based on, was that if we have high amounts of salt, our body will retain more fluids in order to buffer that salt, and that increased in fluids would lead to an increase in blood pressure. And then blood pressure, even though it fluctuates throughout the day based on a lot of different symptoms in our body, but it does fluctuate. But they were equating that if you have high blood pressure, that high blood pressure would equate to cardiovascular health. And if we have a problem in terms of our cardiovascular health, that would equate to us having an increased risk of strokes and heart attacks. So the hypothesis was that if we decreased salt in the diet, that it would decrease hypertension, high blood pressure, and that would lead to a decrease in strokes and heart attacks. Now, the truth is always a lot more complex. Now, they did a lot of studies on this to see if this hypothesis was correct. And the studies really didn't show that an increase in salt led to an increase in blood pressure. There was a meta-analysis that was done that tried to see if this correlation was correct. And what they found was that there was, if they had a restricted diet of salt in the diet, what would happen is that there was a minimal decrease in terms of blood pressure in patients that had hypertension. And in patients that had normal blood pressure, if you restricted the salt intake, that there was, again, a very minimal decrease in blood pressure, but it wasn't significant in terms of that decrease. So what we realize is that this old theory, this old hypothesis, doesn't really hold water in terms of the science. And what we also know is that the kidneys, if we consume high amounts of salt, that the kidneys can actually eliminate massive amounts of salt if it needs to. The ultimate physiological purpose of sodium is to maintain proper blood pressure. So I hope this helps you to understand that high amounts of salt do not lead to high blood pressure or hypertension and do not correspond with a negative cardiovascular health or lead to strokes or heart attacks.
Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like it, share it with your friends and family, make a comment below, help us spread the word of creating health. You've been listening to Building Health with Dr. Melina Roberts. Continue to learn, grow, and build health.